There is big news this morning about the company that owns WCBS, as well as our sister stations here in New York and across the country. As of 9 a.m., just a few moments ago, Entercom and Radio.com have been rebranded. Introducing Audacy. That's Audacy. Joining us live to talk about it, the chairman, president, and CEO of our company, David Field. David, good morning.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
I am doing great. This is an exciting day for our company, and we look forward to sharing the news with our listeners. Tell us about the decision to rebrand Entercom and Radio.com as Audacy.
Yeah, we've, we live in a world of so much change, and over the last few years, we've been transforming the company. We've built what we believe is the strongest group of leading radio stations in the country, and we've also expanded rapidly in podcasting and digital and streaming and events and other areas of audio. And the name that got us to this point no longer really fit who we are or our aspirations for the future. And we love the new name Audacy. We spent a lot of time thinking about it, and we think it's a much better fit for the future.
Let's talk about the name Audacy. Right away, I notice that first A-U-D, as in audio, and that is very key.
For sure. It's part audio, it's part audacious, and it's part Audacy. That's the derivation of the name.
How does a company rebrand? This has to be an enormously complicated process.
It's a massive process, and I'm deeply grateful to about 300 of our colleagues who have been working hard on this, plus some outside experts who have been working on this. And, you know, in today's complicated age, you can only imagine all of the different permutations of work that go into transitioning a company's brand across digital, over the air, and so many different areas of the organization.
What will our listeners notice, if anything, as they listen to the same radio station with a new parent company name?
Great question. I think that what's exciting is that it'll be part of a bigger, more dynamic organization that thinks of itself first and foremost as the best, or at least we'd like to believe, best radio broadcasting group in the country. And you're going to see us continuing to make significant investments in improving our content and being even more valuable to our listeners. And so you might hear us investing in more resources and capabilities so fantastic radio stations like WCBS can be even better in the weeks and months ahead, and serve listeners, obviously, in a competitive world.
Now, this just happened minutes ago at 9 o'clock, and I notice in the announcement that just went out that the word community is a prominent pillar. Radio, local radio, has really been a leader, I think, in making people feel connected to something larger than them, whether it's the pandemic or racial injustice or even the support for Asian groups in the stories of recent violence. Tell us about the importance of community and local in our audio brands.
Well, that's been a very deeply important part of our DNA forever. And that doesn't change going forward. And, we have six pillars of social impact that we are deeply engaged with that we don't have time, obviously, to get into in the conversation today. But that's what makes local radio so important to our communities, is that deep engagement in working to make the world a better place. In multiple ways that we can, because of the impact that our radio stations can make and the good work we can do for community organizations, doing great work on their behalf.
Before I let you go, you mentioned forever. Your father founded Entercom in 1968. You, David Field, literally grew up with Entercom. Are you a little sad, a little melancholy to see that name go away?
I know it would fit the narrative better to say yes, but candidly, there's a little bit of a wistful quality to it for sure, but we're ready. And I think you need to always be moving forward and always embracing progress. And I think what makes our organization special is that we are retaining the best elements of what makes us a special organization. And you touched on it, Steve, the community connections, that deeply rooted local broadcasting and local personalities, but coupled with, you know, dynamic investments in technologies and capabilities and podcasting and other areas, so that we can serve our listeners and our communities better than ever.
David Field is the chairman, president, and CEO of our company, now known as Audacy. Remember that name, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Audacy. David Field, thank you for talking with us this morning.
Steve, thanks so much.